And now this is a dictation for Kevin Keeler. K-E-E-L-E-R. August 25, 1956. I saw Mr. Keeler since I saw him in the hospital back in September. He was admitted again in October for similar problems, acute renal failure. He was following with Dr. Salameh, S-A-L-A-M-E-H nephrology. He has changed to services with me. I clarified to him that we are two independent practices and he needs to follow only with one nephrologist, not two. He mentioned that he wants to change practice to us. I have no objections if that's his wishes. He remains on peg feeding as he has history of oral cancer, squamous cell, with prior radiation and chemotherapy. He's unable to swallow. He needs to have endoscopy with dilatation because I'm unable to swallow the spit. This will be done at University of Michigan as he is considered high risk for rupture and complications, cannot be done locally. He has frequent loose stools but no bleeding, no abdominal pain, fever, no nausea, vomiting, denies abdominal pain, has frequency urgency, presently no cloudiness of the urine or blood. There was a minor degree of edema, dorsal aspect of the left foot, no trauma, no inflammatory changes, no calf tenderness. He's unsteady but no recent falls. He denies chest pain palpitations. There is a stable dyspnea, denies the use of oxygen or CPAP machine, denies new pain. Next paragraph. I review the recent admission and discharge. October 18. Lisinopril was placed on hold. He was treated as acute kidney injury. There were no complications for heart, pneumonia, stroke, or active bleeding. Next paragraph. He is following discharge instructions, medications, presently on Protanix, aspirin, Pletol, Metoprolol, off the Pepcid, off lisinopril iron, new medication, Protanix. Next paragraph, I review oncology note. This is just a few days ago, October 22nd. They mentioned no evidence for recurrence. He needs to follow with ENT, endoscopies. He has a history of iron deficiency anemia, prior AV malformation on duodenum, cauterization. They are doing ERA-NESP. He has received iron infusion in the hospital. I also review radiation oncology. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 122, 66 inches tall, blood pressure nurse 125/76. He recognizes me from the hospital, looks frail, muscle wasting, spitting clear material as he cannot swallow, no respiratory distress, speech compromised from the prior esophageal cancer and radiation, no localized RALS, probably emphysema, no gross arrhythmia, PEC feeding, no inflammatory changes, no abdominal distension or tenderness, no major edema, maybe trace on the dorsal aspect of the left foot, no inflammatory changes, no gross gangrene, the cubiti, pulses are faint. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries available are from November. Anemia 9.7, normal white blood cell platelet, MCB in the low side at 83, RDW prolonged at 21. Creatinine at 1.8, GFR at 40, normal potassium acid base, low sodium, normal calcium. Protein creatinine ratio 0.1, which is normal. Urine, no blood, no protein. Last iron studies, ferritin 50, saturation 14. Last phosphorus not elevated. Review the most recent kidney ultrasound, October, normal size kidneys, no obstruction. Some thinning of the parenchyma bilateral. At that time there was a folic catheter. Has an infrarenal abdominal aortic aneurysm 5.5. Prior compression fracture L1. Last echo is few years back. At that time, normal ejection fraction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3B. Appears stable, no progression, no obstruction, urinary retention, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Presently off ACE inhibitors. Overall, nutrition, muscle mass is decreased. cannot eat by mouth remains on PEC, blood pressure well controlled, relative iron deficiency, continue replacement IV as he has dysphagia, cannot swallow, an EPO according to his needs per oncology. Presently, no need for phosphorus binders, normal potassium acid base, relative excess free water, continue present regimen. There is no renal contraindication for patient to follow with ENT, and they do whatever procedure they have to. I think he's misunderstanding on that. He's changing practice to us, as indicated before, of his own will. Plan to see him back on the next 4 to 6 months, early as needed, end of dictation, prolonged visit,